Hi, thanks for listening to We the Kids. You know, today is an important day in American history, and I want to tell you about it. It was on this day, January 31st, 1865, that Americans made amends as Congress passed the 13th Amendment, thus consistently applying the words of the Declaration of Independence, which reads that all men are created equal. Well, let me tell you the story. I was sharing with my daughter the 13th Amendment and how it came about. And the reason I was doing it is because my home state played a significant role in its passage. Illinois instructed its congressional delegation to vote for the 13th Amendment, and President Abraham Lincoln signed it on February 1st. Then the amendment went to the states for ratification. And here's how it reads. Neither slavery nor involuntary servitude, except as a punishment for crime whereof the party shall have been duly convicted, shall exist within the United States or any place subject to their jurisdiction. Boom. Slavery was abolished, and thank God for that. Senator Lyman Trumbull from Illinois, a co-author of the amendment, telegraphed Illinois Governor Richard Oglesby moments after President Lincoln approved it, earnestly encouraging the president's home state legislature to be the first state to ratify. And they did on that very day. Oglesby, like Lincoln, was always opposed to slavery, and he urged the legislature to ratify because, as he said, it is just, it is constitutional, it is right to do so. Illinois became the first state to ratify the 13th Amendment by the end of that February day. During that same session, the horrible Black Laws, which had been enforced since the state's birth, were also repealed. The 13th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution became part of our nation's governing document on December 6, 1865. You know, my little girl is proud of our home state, and so am I, and I know you are too. There was a song written about my state that went like this: not without thy wondrous story, Illinois, Illinois, can be writ the nation's glory. Illinois, Illinois. Abraham Lincoln once said this: die when I may, I want it said of me by those who knew me best that I always plucked a thistle and planted a flower where I thought a flower would grow. Have you planted a flower? Are you showing kindness in the world in which you live? Well, let's together follow Abraham Lincoln's example. Thanks for listening to We the Kids.